Random House Audio presents The Broker by John Grisham. Read for you by Michael Beck. Chapter 1. In the waning hours of a presidency that was destined to arouse less interest from historians than any since perhaps that of William Henry Harrison, 31 days from inauguration to death, Arthur Morgan huddled in the Oval Office with his last remaining friend and pondered his final decisions. At that moment, he felt as though he had botched every decision in the previous 4 years, and he was not overly confident that he could, somehow so late in the game, get things right. His friend wasn't so sure either, though, as always, he said little, and whatever he did say was what the president wanted to hear. They were about pardons, desperate pleas from thieves and embezzlers and liars, some still in jail, and some who'd never served time but who nonetheless wanted their good names cleared and their beloved rights restored. All claimed to be friends or friends of friends or diehard supporters, though only a few had ever gotten the chance to proclaim their support before that 11th hour. How sad that after 4 tumultuous years of leading the free world, it would all fizzle into one miserable pile of requests from a bunch of crooks. Which thieves should be allowed to steal again? That was the momentous question facing the president as the hours crept by. The last friend was Kritz, an old fraternity pal from their days at Cornell when Morgan ran the student government while Kritz stuffed the ballot boxes. In the past 4 years, Kritz had served as press secretary.